And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service, for May 1986. Hello, I'm Fred Volpe. Well, instead of the Domestic DX Digest column on this edition, we have a special presentation of Market Scope with Phil Wayne, and we'll take a look at what's going on with headquarters with Mr. Mike Nitter. So first, let's take a look at what's going on in Akron, Canton.
Hi, DXers. This is Phil Wayne, and I'd like to welcome you to a new monthly feature of the DX Audio Service, Market Scope. This month, we're going to begin to tune across the dial in Akron, Canton, Ohio, and sample a bit of programming from each AM in the market. Our first station was known in its early top 40 days as WHKK. Currently, their contemporary Christian, WHLO. Previous formats include Adult Contemporary, News Talk, Beautiful Music, and Top 40, all under the WHLO calls. The station is an easy DX catch east of the Mississippi with 1 kilowatt on 640 kilohertz.
WHLO, Jeff Moore capping off four in a row, and that one called Nothing But Holy off the LP Over the Edge. Before that was Larnell Harrison, Because He Loves You, and Steve Camp, the number 17 song, Surrender Your Heart, and then the Archers kicking us off with Heaven in Your Eyes. Mike Danielli on sort of a quiet Tuesday night. Hope you're recovering from last night, the thunder boomers that hit our way and the tornado watches and everything else. But we are supposed to have some showers coming our way tomorrow. I'll give you a full weather update right after the news at 7 o'clock. It's 6:41 right now, and it means that we've got... I've got to put my tongue on back. There we go. Now, we got Today in Business coming your way, and stay tuned for that. Then more of your favorites in Christian music.
Today in Business, sponsored in part by United Airlines and the American Express Card. I'm Doug Poling, CBS News. Wall Street explodes with another big rally. That's Today in Business. I'm Doug Poling, CBS News.
Philip Harris, and whenever I'm near a radio, you better believe I listen to Northern Ohio's only Christian contemporary radio station, 640 WHLO.
We're giving more than we could ever carry on from the past. The image of I am. 640 WHLO, Scott Wesley Brown with a little Hebrew touch there, Yeshua HaMashiach, which means Jesus the Messiah. That's off his LP called Kingdom of Love. And that's Christian Gold, just for you on WHLO. Here's Cliff Richard with the number 32 song. And it takes a lifetime commitment, a love, and a helping hand. 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock on WHLO.
Takes a lifetime commitment if we're gonna help this land.
WHLO, Wayne Watson. Go ahead and kick off the shoes and celebrate a little bit. Top of the evening Tuesday to you. Mike Danielli alongside up till midnight tonight. Next hour, we've got Petra, Benny Hester, and more on 640 WHLO, Akron, Canton. It's 7 o'clock.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling. The striking Trans World Airline flight attendants have lost...
Our next stop is Christian Life Radio, WTOF in Canton, Ohio. This 500-watt daytimer at 900 kilohertz intersperses contemporary Christian music and scriptural readings throughout its broadcast day. Until recently, the format at WTOF was adult contemporary.
Chance of rain Saturday and Sunday with the highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. Fair on Monday, once again, the highs in the 50s. And Randy, I have a Chinese proverb for you this morning. It says, if you don't want anyone to know, don't do it.
Or don't tell them.
That's right. Well,
that's
6 minutes
after 8 o'clock. We have 46 degrees with cloud cover, and we're looking for rain showers, so might as well prepare for them, all right? AM 900 WTOF is Christian Family Radio for Northeastern Ohio.
You know the
AM 900 WTOF, Impact Brass and Singers, getting us rolling here for Morning Matters today. With the Lord is the one who will go before you, and behind you, he's going to be all over you. It's 8 minutes, make it nine. Nine after eight is our time. This is March 13th, 1986, 72nd day of the year. And there's 293 remaining if you're counting them down. And this being March 13th means today we will ponder. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yes.
Ponder Proverbs chapter 13.
And verse 1, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence.
Proverbs 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Contrast between the upright and the wicked for the most part, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like the verses in here that talk about hope and things being fulfilled that we've hoped for. And, of course, we know as we place our hope in God, and in his plans and purposes for us, we shall not be disappointed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That's right. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about the teen commandments, Randy.
The teen commandments.
That's right. So you parents, get your pencil sharpened and grab a piece of paper.
Jot these babies down, huh?
Yeah.
A musical meditation coming up here with the Maranatha Singers on Peace Next.
Looking for just the right gift? Give the Living Bible.
Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. How about that, huh? The inheritance he left to them was peace. It was his peace, not a peace of the world, but his peace. Given only the way that he could give it. Believe me, the disciples were in need of peace as he was taking his leave. And you and I can find the same peace today. As believers, followers, disciples of Jesus, it is our inheritance. As the Holy Spirit moves into your heart, setting up the kingdom of God there, the rule and the reign, the lordship of Christ in your heart, a portion of what comes in by that kingdom is peace. Here's the Maranatha Singers at AM 900 WTOF. Radio with a personal touch.
Traveling onward another 90 kilohertz, we find WTIG, Massillon, Ohio. This station has been on the air since August 1st, 1957, with 250 watts of country music power. They broadcast to the south with their three-tower array.
Country 99, the new WTIG, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, and Mr. Bojangles. Kind of a sad song brings a tear to my eye. It's 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, and good evening to you, Massillon. My name is Mike Sedlak. I'll be with you for the next 5 hours, playing the best in country music, keeping you up to date on weather, sports, national, local news. We have a pair of tickets to give away, too, and a whole lot more. Stay with us if you can. And we will definitely enlighten your evening.
Mama never had a flower garden.
Tanya Tucker and I believe that old South is gonna rise again. And who knows, it just may might. It's 7:07 and time to take a look at the Country 99 weather forecast for tonight. It will become partly cloudy throughout this evening, a low 25 to 30 degrees. Wednesday, showers are likely developing. It will be breezy and a high into the upper 40s. And for Wednesday night, occasional showers and thunderstorms and a low into the mid 40s. Looking ahead to Thursday, we have a chance of rain and a high into the mid 50s. So spring is here. Let's just keep our fingers crossed the warm temperatures stay true and we don't get any more of that nasty winded rain like we had the other day. The chance of rain is 50% for tonight, 70% for tomorrow, and almost 90% for Wednesday night. For a Tuesday evening, March 11th.
That's the latest from Alabama called She and I on the new WTIG. 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, and reminding you that the Canton Country Day School celebrates its 22 years of service to the Canton community with an open house this Sunday, March 16th, from 2 until 4 p.m. public is cordially invited to the open house, and it's an opportunity to tour the school and discuss its educational programs with several staff members. And if your group or organization has an event you'd like us to mention, to send that announcement 3 weeks in advance to Public Service Director, WTIG Radio, Post Office Box 573, Massillon, 44648. The new WTIG is proud to serve our community with free public service announcements. Cloudy skies, a little bit of rain here and there, 49 degrees downtown. Here are the Kendalls, and I'm already blue. Currently, we have fog and 52 degrees at the new WTIG.
From Country 99, the new WTIG, Massillon. More of the best country music for Tiger Town with Dave Sheets.
Another great reason to quit your job and move to Akron is WRCW 1060 with a polished, professional, and tight format rarely found outside a top 10 market. WRCW was formerly known as WCNW, WHOF, WOIO, and WQIO, and has run numerous formats including country, middle of the road, oldies, and top 40. Today, this daytimer's slick adult contemporary sound blasts southwesterly from their two sticks. Included in this brief segment of programming is the station sign-on and sign-off.
You're listening to WRCW, Canton and Maslin's adult radio. Tri-State Mobility Equipment's at 3074 Navarre Road in Canton. Just call 489-6666 for Tri-State Mobility Equipment, the professionals you can depend on.
WRCW.
Climax on WRCW at 29 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning, and would you believe a spring morning? First, let me tell you, though, before we hear Climax, we heard Snowbird, which is a very inappropriate song for the day because there's not going to be any snow in our forecast for a while. It is spring out there. I'm telling you, from Friday, Antarctic Friday, to Monday, we have turned this day. I told you it was going to happen, but I had a hard time believing it myself. Sometimes the Weather Bureau does know what they're talking about. I guess we have to listen to them now and then. We've got 58 degrees outside right now. We've been bumping between 58 and 59 for the last 15, 20 minutes. We had a low of only 57, and that was at 6 o'clock ago, a little while ago. And it was 60 at midnight last night. Can you believe those temperatures? That is almost unbelievable for March the 10th. Good morning. Welcome to March the 10th and another Monday to start off another week. I'll have the weather forecast for you right after this.
Flanagan and Nist Paint Company at 4943 Tuscarawas West in Canton urges every qualified blood donor in the area to do his or her part this season. Get the place to shop.
Oh, those don't take us very long at all, do they? The little
blood programs and the missing children programs going on today really are quickies. They are important details, so we should take care of them. It's 6:31 right now and 58 degrees outside. I'll fill you in on a real quick rundown on the weather, because it is going to change. We can't expect it to stay the way it is right now. It'll be windy and warm today, with showers or thunder showers likely this afternoon, with a high of about 70 degrees, probably in the low 70s. And we'll have showers and thunder showers likely for tonight, but it will drop down to about 35 degrees tonight. So that's quite a drop in temperatures, and the winds will change quite a bit. They'll be coming out of the south today at 25 to 35 mile an hour. So hang on to your hats. And if you've got your umbrellas with you, you better be real prepared for a fight with them, because that wind is going to be a little severe. And it'll turn from the south to the west tonight, and that'll usher in the cold weather coming back at us, or it'll seem cold with those kind of winds anyway. So it won't be a spring-like feeling, even though it is spring-like in temperatures. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a slight chance of rain or snow, 40 degrees for a high. But I don't think that snow is too much of a possibility for us. It'll probably be someplace up around the lake that they'll get some of that. Those chances of precip are 70% for today, 80% for tonight, 30% for tomorrow. Taking a look at the long range, so we can bank a little bit on what we've got to look forward to downstream a little bit. For Wednesday, it'll be fair. Thursday, we've got a chance of rain, and Friday, the same thing. Temperatures will be running in the mid-50s, probably Wednesday and Thursday. A little warmer on Friday. So the temperatures are going to stay more normal in the 30s lows and 50s highs for the day. Currently, with 58 degrees outside at WRCW, Paul Anka's got a complaint and a bragging at the same time. I can't blame him a bit. He says, I don't like to sleep alone. I haven't found anybody yet that does. It's 6:33. We're WRCW.
WRCW Canton now leaves the air. Sundown is sign-off time for WRCW on your AM broadcast dial because of a rule adopted by the government in the 30s. If you'd like to help us amend this outdated rule, call us at 477-8585. We'll tell you how you can help us stay on the air longer. WRCW is owned and operated by RC Broadcasting Incorporated, with studios and transmitter located at 4601 Hills and Dales Road, Northwest Canton, broadcasting at a frequency of 1060 kilohertz with a power of 5,000 watts.
You can say anything, but don't say goodnight tonight.
And remember, WRCW doesn't leave the air because the sun sets. The sun sets because WRCW leaves the air.
Daytimer WFAH, 1310 kilohertz from Alliance, Ohio, has some fringe area reception in Canton with their familiar automated adult contemporary format. Their 1 kilowatt is fired primarily to the southeast.
Well, swimming pool is still being looked at. Congressman Regula wants some help for the aging and their medical costs, and a rainy day is forecast for the Alliance area. Good morning. It's 46 degrees at 7:32. I'm Carla Miguel. Those stories and more are coming up on AM 13 News, a service of Langenfelder Brill.
And that's our exclusive Pinpoint Weather. This is meteorologist Dick Gamp.
Weather from Weather Forecast Incorporated was a service of Lavery Chevrolet Buick in Alliance on Radio 13 WFAH.
The people of the Damon Chemical Company of Alliance now present Our Changing World, featuring Earl Nightingale. Our Changing World, featuring Earl Nightingale, is heard at this time every weekday on WFAH. Please join us tomorrow when the people of the Damon Chemical Company again present Our Changing World.
We play favorites on 1310 WFAH.
Now's the time to start planning for your spring planting and...
This was brought to you by the Allstate Network.
1310 WFAH. We play favorites.
Ooh, oh yeah.
ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton, and this is World News This Morning, Thursday, March 16th, 1986. Good morning. The Soviet Union this morning lifted its curtain of secrecy.
That's all the excitement for this month, friends. Next month, we will continue our journey up the dial in Akron, Canton, checking out the last five stations in the market. If you have any comments regarding MarketScope or any death threats, drop me a note here at the DX Audio Service. Thanks for tuning in. This is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. Now let's turn the microphone over to Mike Nitter at headquarters for a look at the headquarters report.
Thanks, Fred. Yes, this is Mike out here at headquarters, and we got two subjects we want to talk about briefly. First one is we're going to try something that we haven't done here in since 1960, 1958, 1960, somewhere in that time frame, when shortwave, TV, and FM were pulled out of the National Radio Club. Yes, the National Radio Club, when it was first founded in 1933, was a club for broadcast. And back then, broadcast was anything from shortwave to, well, they didn't have FM back then, and they didn't have television. But it had anything that transmitted and that could be received was part of the mimeograph machine that or mimeograph newsletter that was put out by the National Radio Club. Now, since then, as things have gotten larger and the club bosses back then, the different publishing committees, as they're properly called, different regimes, decided around 1958, 1960, somewhere in that time frame, I guess, to pull out of the shortwave, FM, and TV because they got out of shortwave because that was just getting to be too large and there just wasn't enough space in the magazine. The other two subjects, the TV and FM, they just didn't think it was going to go anywhere, so they decided not to even dabble in that. So, but as we know of through history, that FM and TV have definitely gone places. So what am I leading up to? I'm leading up to is that we're going to start dabbling just a little bit because we've gotten some concern over the last for the last 5 years and maybe some little rumors and some ideas and suggestions prior to that about putting FM into the magazine. Well, what we're going to do is add a little bit to the magazine itself. Now, we're not going to have 99% of the bulletin switched over to FM. The National Radio Club, since around 1958 or so, has been strictly a AM broadcast band magazine. That's our specialty. I think it'll continue to be. But again, we're not stupid. And there are other things out there. We do run, now let me say this, this isn't nothing new. We have ran in the past FM articles, FM station profiles, and a lot of things. And of course, Fred, on the DX Audio Service, we hear quite a bit about FM, we hear a little bit about shortwave, we hear about whatever on the DX Audio Service. And the same thing is true with the National Radio Club's paper magazine called the DX News. We do have our paper printed, or I should say printed matter versus the voice matter or audio matter. The FM information that we are going to add that is a little bit out of the ordinary, that aside from the normal FM articles, FM station profiles, FM sports networks, that sort of stuff, is actual FM catches. We've got two editors in mind for that, but for now, what I think we'll do is just let you people know on what's happening. The FM DX Digest is what we're going to call it. We've got like I said, two editors in mind at the moment. We're not sure who's going to get the material, but for now, why don't you send your send your FM catches
we'll leave it up to Fred. You know, we'll decide if Fred wants to handle it, fine. If he wants to pass it here to headquarters, that's fine too. We've got the bodies and the time now during the summer to go ahead and do the FM portion of it until we get one of the FM editors established. Like I said, we do have two editors in mind. One of them will be one comes out of the headquarters complex here, so the address would be the P.O. Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. The other one would be out of Provincetown, Massachusetts, but we're going to wait on him until we get the official word whether he wants to do it. But we do have personnel on staff here that would be willing to, under threat, to do an FM catches column. Now, any FM catches column is no really different than the AM. The only difference is, of course, frequency in the call letters. And what we'll be doing is basically the same format. You know, give us the frequency, the call letters if you heard them, the city, state if you happen to know. Otherwise, we can look it up here. And the date, the time, and you know, basically what you heard. What we're not looking for is the typical FM magazine type stuff on catches. That is, that you heard some e-skip or whatever the term is. I'm not familiar with the FM term, so bear with me here for a minute. But whatever the term is, as far as you know, you think you heard this, it came in for a second and left, and you think this might be it. Well, that, you know, what we're looking for is catches, okay? Something that's more or less a brag column, saying that, yes, I did hear Toronto, Ontario down here in Florida, you know, CBLFM on 94.1 came in at 9:30 at night with a news report, you know, that sort of stuff is what we're looking for. Now, the second subject, before I labor on here too long, is we appreciate those of you out there that are scrambling around trying to get and giving us suggestions and trying to get new subscribers to this service. We do need additional subscriptions in order to keep this experiment going. It's been our policy that at least out of this administration, as long as I wear the hat of commander-in-chief for this organization, is that we normally do run experiments for at least 1 year, and sometimes even go into 2 years. And right now, we're, as you well know, we're in our second year. So we're going to take a real serious and heavy look at it at the end of the second year. If it continues on its downcline here as it has, I'm afraid at the end of the second year we may be calling it quits and just writing it off as a as an experience and as a bad debt. Because obviously this production of the audio service is extremely expensive, extremely time-consuming, and it's just you know, just another byproduct of the club's or another spin-off, I guess, or byproduct of the club. And it does take money, and it does take time, and there's a lot of behind-the-scene coordination. A lot of behind-the-scene money is spent, and so it's not at the point where it's even being self-sufficient. Where, in other words, every dollar that comes in is a dollar spent. It's more like around $1.20 is being spent for every dollar that's taken in. So we need to have you people go out there and act as our salesmen or as our whatever, and try to get the word out to these people. Now, a lot of you have given us suggestions. You know, you've written to us and or sent audio tapes to us and said that, you know, here's an address, send a copy to this person or send a copy to this person. Well, that's fine. These, you know, we appreciate that. However, I think these organizations would prefer to hear from their own members. In other words, if you send us an audio newsletter address and say, here, send these guys, they'll run the ad. Well, that's fine, but those people, if you can, do like a letter to the editor type approach to that organization if you're part of it. You know, if you subscribe to some audio service that's out there, send them a letter to the editor and say, hey, you know, and tell them, hey guys, I think you ought to, you know, really push these people because this is, or mention it in a letter saying that, say, if you, you know, if anybody out there is interested in AM or FM or whatever audio information besides shortwave information, you know, these are the guys to get a hold of and really, really promote us because, like I said, we're in our second year, and as of right now, at this point in time, things just don't look good for the audio service. And so we need to turn it around, and we need to get it going. I'd like to see it go. We gave it a second year of life, and we'll see. You know, we'll see what happens. It depends on you, and it depends on the response we get from these audio services. When we first started this, we had sent inquiries out to quite a few blind people, quite a few blind organizations, and we'd gotten back a quite favorable return. But as Fred has mentioned many times over these tapes, we've gotten less than 1% actual response back from the query we had sent out originally. So we're not looking anywhere near what we should be at. If we can get a, I would say right now, I would say if we can get a 10% response, then I would say things are looking pretty good. But at the moment, we're not anywhere near that 10%. So it's up to you guys, I guess. So, well, I've done enough talking here from headquarters, so we'll turn it back over to wonderful Fred. So here you go, Fred, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mike. And that about wraps up this edition of the DX Audio Service for May 1986. We'll be back next month with another edition of the DX Audio Service, part two of Phil Wayne's look at Akron, Canton, and, of course, the DX Digest column, which we'll have on the next edition of the Audio Service. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next month.